I am Phil Nee with sports. It's a big day for high school track and field teams. WIAA regionals today, including Division II, Richland Center, and River Valley among the teams at Wisconsin Dells. The Hornets are coached by Michelle Lewis.
The regionals are in Wisconsin Dells. We didn't have a host for a long time, so we kept getting emails about that, and Wisconsin Dells took that for us. And then sectionals will be at McFarland.
Richland Center track coach Michelle Lewis, her team involved in that meet tonight at the Dells, and action gets underway at 4 o'clock. Today in Division III, River Ridge High School for several area D3 teams, including Belmont, Boscobel, Cassville, Cuba City, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Ithaca Weston, North Crawford, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, Seneca, and Waseca Steuben. Today at Brookwood High School, action will get underway at around 4:15. Teams involved include Bangor, Blair Taylor, Brookwood, Cashton, Cochran, Fountain City, Cooley Christian, DeSoto, Hillsboro, Independence Gilmanton, Luther, Melrose Mindoro, Pepin, Providence, and Kickapoo Lafarge, along with host the Brookwood Falcons. Today it is WIAA Regional Softball. We'll have action coming to you live tonight in Division III. Richland Center hosts Prairie du Chien. Hornets have a much better record, but both times during the regular season, it was a one-run game. 2-1 at Prairie du Chien and 1-0 here in Richland Center. So it should be a great game. The winner of that will face Wautoma or GET on Thursday. River Valley is at Lodi. Cambridge is at Monticello New Glarus. Lancaster at Dodgeville. Westfield at Westby. Aquinas at Adams Friendship. And Columbus at Poinette in D3. Division II games, Platteville at Portage, Sauk Prairie at Monroe, Reedsburg at Mount Horeb, and McFarland at Evansville. Turning to Division IV games, Bangor will be at Riverdale, Nisida at Fenimore, Luther at Iowa Grant, Cashton at Melrose Mindoro, Parkview at Mineral Point, Belleville at Cuba City, Darlington at Deerfield, and Wisconsin Heights at Marshall. Again, win or go home, the team that falls today will see its season end. Division 5, Highland at Belmont, Argyle Blackhawk at Waseca Steuben, River Ridge at Potosi Cassville, Southwestern at Barneveld, Waniwak Center at Royal. DeSoto is at Brookwood. The Ithaca Weston franchise hosting North Crawford this afternoon. The winner of that game will face the winner of Hillsboro Seneca coming up on Thursday. That's a look at WIAA tournament play. Still some regular season games in baseball. A good one today at Ithaca. The Bulldogs will be playing host to Riverdale, Wisconsin Heights at River Valley, DeSoto at Boscobel, Prairie du Chien at Onalaska, Baraboo at Platteville, Lafarge at Brookwood, Viroqua at Cuba City, Seneca at Barneveld, Westby at North Crawford, Waterloo at Dodgeville, Iowa Grant visits Monticello Albany, Mineral Point at Potosi Cassville, and Cashton at Luther. In girls soccer regular season games, River Valley at Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Prairie du Chien at Platteville Lancaster, Lodi at Reedsburg, Lake Mills at Baraboo. Yesterday in home talent baseball, there were a few games played on the Memorial Day. It was Ashton getting the win against Cazenovia, 11-3 yesterday in Ashton, and Mazamani 10-6 over Wisconsin Dells. Black Earth got the win against Lodi, 14-1. Church League softball hits weekend number 2. Tonight's games at Kroska Park include at 7 o'clock on the East, the Mission versus St. Mary's. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:10, Church of the Nazarene plays Five Points Lutheran. St. Mary's will umpire. And at 9:20, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on Richland Baptist Temple 3. Five Points will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Free Methodist takes on Knights of Columbus. Grace Community will umpire. And at 8:10, Boscobel Assembly of God will battle Grace Community. Free Methodist will umpire. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will have a bye. For more information, including a full season schedule, you can visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. Brewers starter Jacob Mizorowski flirted with a no-hitter and threw a record 57 pitches of more than 100 miles an hour Monday afternoon. Miz eventually surrendered a run on 2 hits in 7 innings with a dozen strikeouts in Milwaukee's 5-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. His teammates gave him a 3-run lead in the first on Christian Yelich's 2-run home run. Yelich says it was a nice win, but they haven't won anything yet.
Really doesn't mean a whole lot. We got 110-something games to go. You know, a lot can happen, and, you know, we haven't really talked about it or really thought much of it because we've been through it a lot before and realize how well you have to play for a really long time to get where you want to go. So realize that there's 4 months left to play and a lot can happen. So you got to, still be on top of things and not take anything for granted.
Andrew Vaughn went 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and an RBI. Well, the manager was impressed with the Miz. Here's Pat Murphy.
He conditioned himself. You can tell all those young pitchers out there, you have to have a lower half. And he's put together a great lower half. He's worked at it in his life. Now the delivery is sound. When the timing is sound, the delivery is sound. So at foot strike, the hand is in the right position. And then you take a kid with that extension, 7-whatever extension, and he's throwing the ball 100, and then God knows, 101, 102. And it's pretty easy. It's not max effort.
Kyle Harrison starts tonight's game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 2-1. Cincinnati 7-2 over the Mets. Arizona 6, San Francisco 2. Philadelphia 3-0 over San Diego. The Dodgers top Colorado 5-3. In the American League, the White Sox 3, Minnesota 1. Baltimore 9-7 over Tampa Bay. The Yankees 4, Kansas City 3. Houston 9-0 over Texas, Seattle 9, the Athletics 2. Interleague play, it was Washington 10, Cleveland 2, Miami 8-2 over Toronto. The Packers didn't do a lot, and that's why they earned a grade of C for their offseason efforts from Bleacher Report. They did sign players like free agent defensive tackle Javon Hargrave and linebacker Zaire Franklin, who came in on a trade, but lost several contributors through trades and free agency. Although a C isn't an impressive rating, the Bears and Lions got the same one, with the Minnesota Vikings getting a D. Aaron Rodgers was asked recently about reuniting with Coach Mike McCarthy and how the coach's offense has changed.
I think from a real fundamental level, it's all about the quarterback's timing. So there's been good detail on, you know, all the route concepts of when you need to be open and how important the depth is. And because as a quarterback, I mean, Bill Walsh used to say you should be able to throw balls blind, knowing guys going to be in certain spots. So can we get those guys on the same page and knowing the timing and the spacing and the passing game?
New York was a winner in the NBA playoffs over Cleveland, 130-93. And in the NHL, overtime, Carolina 3, Montreal 2. Also, a new rule being considered by the NCAA could have a major impact on the Wisconsin men's basketball team. We're not there yet. BadgersWire.com reports on new international recruiting guidelines that would eliminate many players. Anyone who took part in the ACB, the Australian MBL, the EuroLeague, or other professional leagues would become permanently ineligible. As it stands now, Coach Greg Gard has 6 players on the roster who would be affected. Austin Rapp, Hayden Jones, Isaac Riddle, Jackson Ball, Owen Foxwell, and Victory Onito. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on sports for Tuesday.